lady that I mentioned, we'll start, we'll do next week, okay? Basically, you should look at the Beis Levi, it's the first few tshuvas in Chelek Beis, in Aleph, they give a few about Rov Tzunei Tzur Shchita Mumchenim. Okay, let's begin. Hilcha Shchita. Mi hem haksherim lishlach. Hakol shofim lechatkila, afilu noshim. Yesh omim she'ein lehaniach noshim, the Ramah says lishchot, shekvar nagu shelo lishchot, v'chein hamidag she'ein hanoshim shochtas. So the Ramah quotes a minig that women don't shecht. What's the reason for this, that women don't shecht? So the kachkos of Oger va Beis Yosef hiskalov dola reina ena raya ulafi ani estayt the dasa Oger kamo shikos of Marik the bemina chay gavna have lava ena raya kamo shikos of Rav bechoshim mishpat. So the mechaber holds that women can shech mikra din. Everybody agrees that women can shech. They've told the Mishnah shech kol shechtim. But the Ramah says that the minig is that women don't shech. What's the reason for this minig? So Pashat is so look in the Tas is Afilu Noshim. So he says V'chein ha'chichu atoises reish chulin V'nam perakopsan kol ha'psum sheshochtu shchitosim k'shera V'choshev sham noshim v'avodim V'tambim k'doshim v'amino hosin d'afilu chatchilu shochtim V'kamen loshim d'yevid mishum tomim b'mukdoshim V'lo ama mishum noshim. Shmamina de noshim afilu chatchila. V'koshli ma shekosev atoises b'kdushin linyo navod v'zelos afa gavde v'shchita k'shere b'noshim v'avodim haynu b'di evid. Avla chatchila lo avde ki'im yuchosim shbi Yisrael. Im koshe kosh dima mishum hochi ama b'per kol ha'psul loshim di evid. V'yashon dahi di evid lav le'inim isu koma d'vada muta min hadin afilu chatchila el tasham mari behepech Mashishima Hassan Lukhathilo, Nimnomi Atsman ki im Yuchosim, Omishum Khum Yusera Aimanich Lukhathil ki imlim Yuchosim. So in the Mikdash though, for Avoida, there's a Lukhathila, right? So that's what the Taz is saying. Might not even be really a Lukhathila, it's just they themselves don't do it, right?
What type of a hinder is there that someone is
Yuchos should be Shkita? I don't know what I don't know what it is. I'm going to speak about it in a second. Let's see what the reason. Maybe this will help. So, pashtus the shy. Why is it that women don't shecht? So, for who adim the chul. So the goyin says mishum pshiusa. First, the bira hagua. So the Rav thought, or maybe it's a chashash of Aleph, other reasons given why lechatchila women don't shech. But the Rav suggested a different reason in the Ramah. he said like this, that women don't shech, the you know, this minig that the Ramah calls the chum of the Ramah, is because shechita is not only a, you know, it's not just a technical performance that requires certain things, right, should be bazvich and so on. But shechita was transformed into a mini hakol, especially according to the Ramah that says that you acquire kabbalah for shechita, right? So shechita is, it may be that this mini be developed as a consequence of this that required kabbalah and so on, into a mini hakol. Mm-hmm. Historically, that was true. On a sociological level, that in every shtetl, you know, the primary religious, you know, the functionary, so to speak, or the chashuv person was the Rav, the Bezdin, and the Shoichet. Shoichet was considered because Shoichet has to be Yerushalayim B'Rabim, he has to know the halachas of Shechita, he has to chazan them every month, and so on. So Shoichet was considered you know, a chashuv position, a chashuv person. So because of the responsibility that he had for the call in terms of the kashrus, so shechita is considered a mini hakol. And therefore nashim, that according to the Rambam, because Melech lo Malka can't have any minui, that's why the minig was that women don't shecht. That's what the Rav suggested. And he brought a raya to this, because it says in Beis Yosef, I think the Beis Yosef brings this from the, maybe it's the Ogre here also, says, or the Kolbo, I don't remember who he quotes, but the Beis Yosef quotes a shita that Nashim can't shecht la'achera, but they can shecht la'atzma. So if it's a chash mishum, you know, pshiyus or shemisal and things like that, l'chore, there shouldn't be a chilek b'la'achera or la'atzma. If they're not qualified, then I mean, they're muzo and nisa nevela, just like, right, like the mayor. So said that the reason would be because if it's a loch of midi, so midi requires la'achera, that's a swara, but la'atzma, it would be permitted.
I don't understand the gather of svara, meaning
any mini hakol.
Why should the fact that a person has a minoi mean that they're svara? For example,
right,
everyone who has a grocery store has to have a license. So that's a minoi from the city of New York that they're qualified to run a grocery store or a barbershop or whatever it is. But I don't think we're going to say that the owner of the grocery store, the barber, is considered a minmunal, the shakala, and that a woman can't be a barber.
Yeah, I don't know that the things are, I mean, let's forget about the barber shop. What about, could a woman be a rav? Would that be a meaningless rav?
Could a woman?
We have to ask the Shah Tavi Weiss, of course, but so offhand, for those who think she can't be, and she can't be a rav or whatever it is, right? So that's because they assume that there's a minui for, right, to be a rav. It's one of the, you know, so the same is true about a shelf, a shoich and a bite.
Nowadays, probably it depends on what type of a shul it is. There are probably some shuls where Rabbanim have power and other shuls where Rabbanim don't have power.
Well, I don't know that if it's a function of whether they do or don't. You know, you can have a melech who has no power. You know, Jimmy Carter, you know, he is what ideally what should be, not where the others run it, you know. On a conceptual level, that's called a position of authority. So anyway, that's what the Rav thought is, according to this, and L'choy the Raya for that, I mean, I don't know if he said it, but you see the Gemara says that if there's a Cherem HaKol, that others can't shech, and you see, not only that, it's that if he shechts, could be the Shechitas of Nevela. Why is that? Because he's shechting, because it requires Haskomas HaKol. So no one else except the one who is the Mamuna is allowed to shecht, and others are excluded from that. So the question on this, which I would ask, is this: if that's true, then why is a ger permitted to be a shecht? A ger is also excluded from minui. So I think I spoke to the Rav about this, but the answer lechoyra is that there's a chiluk between ger and isha. Yeah, you'd have to say if you that a ger is not mufka for meaning per se. A ger is just, you can't have svara on a yisrael.
He's done as chavera.
You can't, because you see the havaya that a ger is done as chavera hager, right? So and according to many rishonim, ger is only excluded from dine nefashos, not from dine mamonos. I mean, there are different shitas where the exclusion of ger is, but it can be done as chaver hager and so on. So ger is just purely a loch of svara, but isha melech lo malka according to Rambam could be that she's per se excluded from minui, called kfor debas melech pnimi, whatever the reason is. But isha, for example, isha is not kasher a lot. You know, if she's excluded, she's excluded, but not only legabe anoshim, but legabe noshim as well. Just in terms of this thing, I have, if you want to take a peek at my Sefer Birkas Yitzchak, I have about this, about ger. I, you know, I'm trying to remember what I said. The Rechonon Erz, the Gemara has a pasuk to exclude ger from Bezen Chlitza, right? So why do you have to exclude it for Bezin and Chlitza? And so Tosfos says you need it for in a case of Kiblu Alayu. So Rav Chanan asks, what do you mean Kiblu Alayu? Kiblu Alayu is Shayach and Dinei Mamnis, you're a Baldover. So I'm Michael, right? But what Shayach Kiblu Alayu that you have a Kabul Sulim for Bezin and Chlitza, or Kabul Ager? So I said that there could be that Ger is different. Ger is not per se Mufka for Minui. Ger is just because of the Sora. The Havais, he's done as Chaver Ager. So normally by Kiblu Alayu, let's say by Bezdin of Dinamanis, the Peshat of Kiblu is not that he's Machshad the Psul, but it's his Chayvus. I can be Mischayv in anything. So I'm Mischayv to Mekabal Psulim also. But by Ger, it could be that if I'm a Kabal and I'm asking, that's not called the Psul. So it's not just because of his chayvus. That's machshon b'shul, because there's no swava then if it's midaiti, and that's why you need exeris akosav even in that case to exclude it.
So how does it work by shchita?
So again, but shchita, I mean the ger, who does he have? I mean he has swava over the behemoth, but so if it's only a din of swava legabi acherim, so here it could be that this is not called a swava legabi acherim, but legabi isha, but it is called the minui. And Ish is excluded completely. I think that's what you have to say according to the Rav.
Melech Bula Malacha teaches us that there's both a psul of Minui and a psul of Svara for Nashim.
But they're excluded from any Minui. But we see that they're excluded because we know, I mean, we see that an Isha, that she's psula, all these things, we don't have a chiluk between the Gabi Isha. Melech Bula Malacha, I mean, for example.
What is the sticker by Suma also?
Right, so that's what I have, I quoted by Suma also. That Suma is not just a psul minui, it's a psul din.
How do we know
because
that?
Because the Rav said it to explain that a person, from a person to be on Bezdin Hagadol has to be Roy Lahovas B'cholato Akula. I think the Ksoisi asked the question, right? So how can, if he's Roy Lahovas B'cholato Akula, how could Shmaya V'Avtalion, right? Do they ask about Shmaya V'Avtalion? Shmaya V'Avtalion were members of the Bezdin, right? And they were Gerim. So how could they be members of this? How could they have had Smicha? They're not Roy Lahoris B'chol HaTorah Kula. Just like we say by Suma, Suma can't get Smicha because he's not Roy Lahoris B'chol HaTorah Kula. So I said there's a chilek. Suma is Mufka from Din. So therefore, in those in Yonim, right, he's Mufka. So he's not Roy Lahoris B'chol HaTorah Kula. Ger is only chsorim because of swara, but it's not that he's mufka. So therefore, he even though he can't paskin certain things because he can't be down, let's say, din in nefashos, but he's not mufka from horor. Therefore, he's considered roi lahos b'chol haTorah kula. I think that's what the Rav said. But anyway, that's related to this also. But this is, I told this to Rabbi Shechter, I think he cited after, you know, we talk about this issue. Where's the source that a woman can't be a rabbi? Which is not, could be, I mean, according to Rav's shot in this Ramah, you know, if women are excluded from Shechita, so there's certainly, L'chavi one would think that certainly, you know, the meaning would be, but of course this, you know, could be then for Svad, but it would be an easy story, because Mechava holds that women can't shech, right?
Wouldn't it be easier just to, I mean, if someone wanted to explain the minhag that women don't shech, so wouldn't the first place to look? To be told it on is the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael that says that women don't shecht.
Right. I mean that's a source for it. But first of all, the Ogre doesn't quote it. He says that the source is because of the Midig, right?
He says the Midig is, but if
no,
one's
but
why
no,
it's
but that's
the
a shot where the Midig love, you know, in a riot, right? I mean, the reason we're not so right. I mean, the source for that is the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. The only difficulty with the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael is it's Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. The Hilchos Eretz Yisrael is a very complicated source. Tosfos quotes it in a few places. And this the source is from, you know, it's quoted by the Mordechai as well in Chulin, is Eldad Hadoni. Now, Eldad Hadoni was a very mysterious and problematic figure when he emerged. You know, the Goyim originally, when he appeared in the time of the Goyim, and some took him seriously, and then some thought that he was a charlatan. So
Dani, because he's from Don.
Right, he claimed, Eldad Adonim claimed that he came from the other side of the Sambachan, and he's from Shevet Don, one of the Seres HaShvatim. And he comes to all these strange halachas. Tosfos quotes it in a few places. Tosfos quotes it in Zvachim, the second perek, about that if you shecht without a bracha, that the shechit is possible, pigulu, right? He has that you have to be 18 years old to shecht. He has that noshim don't shecht, right? The Rav said that some say that it's not really Hilchus Eretz Yisrael, it's Hilchus Amar Yehoshua, Rashi Tevis.
Yehoshua
Ben Nun. Because when Eldad Adonai used to say something, he'd say, this is our Kabbalah, till Yehoshua Ben Nun. Right? So he used to quote,
didn't David Malka,
Amar
Yehoshua, the Lashon of the Augur is that it's a minute, and then it's much a minute, not halacha. That's the way the Beis Yosef quotes it. And the Hilchus Eretz Yisrael saying liquor, I did.
Right, but you see from the Augur, it's not based on Hilchus Eretz Yisrael, right. Because he's saying whether this issue with the minig, would you say minig lower ino and avaya? See, also depends on the lumdus here, because if lower ino, it's just we have a minig that they didn't, so we don't have right. But if the loch is that minig was transformed into shechit was transformed into a swara, not a swara, excuse me, a minui, right? So. Then you need, in a positive sense, that you know that you're kosher. We have to see, you know that you're qualified for it. I don't mean qualified in terms of knowledge, but that you're mukshel also minui. I always used to say this over from this board from the Rav, when I would speak to shochtim, because there was a general, this was one of the klolos. In Shechita, so to speak, was that it's the Shoichtim and the Bodkim. There was one Shlachtas, I'm not going to mention one, that they had very good Shoichtim, so the Raises were taken care of. But the Bodkim were very makil, and they used to get like 90% kosher rates. So obviously,
the
Bodkim. Well, nowadays it's actually too low, but the standard, even in a very good shechita, large shechita, is 50%. It depends where. It depends where the animals are grazed, because in South America, where when we shecht, we get much higher rates because it's a much milder, first of all, climate, so they're not much less likely to get sirchus, which pneumonia and stuff like that, respiratory problems, and also. They're grass grazed, so they're healthier. They get better. You get much better results, but you don't get as good meat because it's the American marbleized meat. There it's much leaner meat. You can use it. You wouldn't give a steak, at least the American market. So they're trying to graze that there as well, but. This idea, I try to emphasize that you're responsible for the community. So it's not enough what I do there in the shoch, what I do is fine. This boy, the chutz, is a miracle worker, and he gets 95% kosher rate, No, you should feel achroi for him, because you're achroi not just for the little thing you're doing, you're achroi for the tzibur. I always used to quote, Rav Moshe find this notion, Rav Moshe has in a tshuva, it's a tshuva to... it's a tshuva about whether a woman can be a Rav HaMachsha. And it was related to, there was a Rav in Chicago, Rabbi Zemba, who died, and his wife took over. The question was, can she take over to be the Rav HaMachsha, in quotes, to take over his Hashkochas, right? And so you would have thought, what's the Shaila? Woman's kosher to, in your house, right? To the Eidech Adam Besu, why can't she be the Rav HaMachsha? Why not? So Rav Moshe says no, because this is a minui, because people are relying on her. She can say yes, she can say no about different things. That's what we expect of Rav HaMachsha. That itself is a minui, and according to the Rambam, she should be excluded for that, right? So he's making in this case because not everybody agrees to the Rambam. Melech v'lamalka. That it excludes every possible swara, right? That's a shitas of Rambam, but other people don't agree to it necessarily. And so that's why he's makel about it. As a matter of fact, there was a later tshuva And you can see that Rav Moshe lost his patience with him, which is not easy with Rav Moshe, to Rabbi Shapansky. Rabbi Shapansky says, according to your tshuva, why can't the woman be president of a shul? You say, if you don't hold like the Rambam, right? And then I think somebody else, I don't know if it was him or that Jew, and they said, why can't, what about the Prime Minister of Israel? Then it was Golda Meir, what about Melech Lamalka? So Rav Moshe said, first of all, they asked me about the Prime Minister of Israel, and I didn't say that about the President of the Shul, that she could be the President of the Shul. Now, by the way, there are some shuls that have women presidents. So, Rav Moshe calls the chiddush, but I think the other Rishonim, Tosfos holds that women are kosher to be a dayan, right, for certain things. So, one day in Tosfos.
And even the day of the apostles, only because they're not kosher is for Eidos.
Well, kosher and apostle, because the Mishnah of Nida says, kosher and kosher lahoy, apostle lodom, right? So the Rav said also there, that could be, it's a pursuit that, it's only but anyhow, that lechoyer, that day in Tosfos that holds that women are kosher to be a dayan lechoyer, you see that it doesn't apply to every swara, right? Unless you somehow mechalik and say that that's different. But Rav Moshe doesn't call it that Tosfos. So there could be other shittas to be shown, and not, this issue about women being, rabbis and so on is not so obvious. Depends, if in 50 years from now, if it emerges, people begin an evolution, there would be tshuvas, that could easily be written one way or the other. I don't mean to say that I'm an advocate of it. I'm not necessarily an advocate of it. I'm just, it's not,
But
it would be nice if the woman knew Kol HaTorah Kula also, that there'd be, for the man also, It reminds me, I remember I was once in the car with the Rav. We were learning how he's there, and I'm driving back home after the shiur. So there was a balabasa. I asked the Rav about, we're doing these halachos of melech because we're learning horius. So he asked, how can Golda Meir be the Prime Minister of Israel, melech or malka? So I remember the Rav said a very good answer. He said, I don't know the answer, he said, but one thing I'll tell you, if Ben Gurion can be kosher, she's also kosher. And then I sort of chimed in the back. I said, it says, by we learn how, about Melech, it says, the Korban Melech says, She'ein al gabav el Hashem elakav, right? So I said, it says, She'ein al gabav el Hashem elakav. It doesn't say, She'ein al gabav afilo Hashem elakav. Okay.
So I'm not sure how exactly are we defining Svara and how exactly are we defining Minu.
Again, Minu means that it's a communal position. That's Minu. Svara means just like you can have a communal position that it could be that a ger is kosher for, right? For Havaya, that a ger is kosher ladon is chaver ha-ger. So it's different. The Moshe in this issue about dying, right? So, a ger would be is kosher for dayanus, for me, right? Because it depends on the actual de facto svara that he has on a yisol. So if it's not considered so, according to some rishonim's dine mamas, or because as I suggested, that if he's if it's kiblu olaya, then it's not svara. Or if it's to be done chaver or hager, so then it'd be kosher. Isha would be excluded from any meaning. But it's not because he's saying it's not a communal position. It is a communal position, but ger, the standard of ger, is not excluded from meaning per se. It's excluded from svara.
So why can a woman be a secretary in the shul? Isn't that a communal position?
So you have to just, no, so that's not called a communal position.
So how do we define what a communal position is?
So that's what I said. What's called a communal position is, to require a certain standard. For example, I said, let's say a rav, right? That would be considered, or abezdin or something like that would be considered a communal position.
Well, what characteristics of a rav's job or of a rav's authority make it defined as a communal position? Is it the fact that he gives a speech every Shabbos? Is it the fact that he has veto power over certain things that take place in his shul? Is it the fact that,
that people look up
to him as for guidance?
All of the above. And also that he has communal responsibility, that he's considered the authority in a certain area, namely halach, which I guess we consider a significant area that people have to be meshubat in. So that that would be called a midri. And shchita is equivalent to a rav, one step down. Being a secretary in a shul is not a communal, you know, it's a communal functionary, but it's not a communal, it's not a position of authority.
So there's a problem with women becoming rabbanim of communities, or is there a problem also with women just getting smicha?
What does smicha mean?
It's machlokas, four deos.
I'm just citing this halacha that the Rav said by shchita. If it's true by shchita, it's a kavachayma for smicha. Right? You see the halacha is that the shoychit is meshubit to the Rav, right? That's a lach apidin, that who doesn't show his sack into the Rav, to the Chacham, can't shech. So he's meshubit to the Chacham.
Nowadays we see that that doesn't hold anymore.
Why is that not hold anymore?
It's a machlokes, right, between the Rambam and the Rosh. If you see the pshat is because it's a chashash of kilkul, so that nowadays the shulchan know their job a lot better, so they're not going to be worried about kilkul.
I don't know that it does apply now. So the Rav should have to know hilchos shchita also. Obviously, it doesn't mean just to show them stamazon. He doesn't know what the chazaka looks like this time. But the halacha, that's, you know, that's the nefush din, that halacha still is in place.
Well,
Rabbi Yishayim
said that that's changed now.
Who says it changed?
In terms of tzorach haharo sakim lechacham
hayur? I think it does. I don't think it changed. On a conceptual level, I'm just showing that the shoychit's position is secondary to the Rav.
The Rosh says
that. No, but it's still, it still demonstrates that the shochet's position is secondary to the Rav. No one can say otherwise. Whether it applies, it doesn't apply, maybe because the Rav doesn't have expertise in that. You know, I don't know that it doesn't apply, but on a conceptual level, in terms of the communal hierarchy, that is demonstrated by that halach, conclusively demonstrated. Okay. I mean, my point is not take a position about women rabbis. My point, the Rav's idea is actually a very pretty idea. The raya from the Beis Yosef and from the Ogla is a strong raya. Now, I just want to point out, if you look here, look in the first Taz. The two heavy brayser is avachta chasher kasher tzvisicha melamed shenitzdava Moshe. And so on. Ikla make me hardy isapeg dalad misus Shabbos for kibbut ava aim the stavu b'mava tiksiv kasher tzivcha shemakech v'amar b'yehuda kasher tzivcha b'mava v'mkei maishno hach kasher tzivichim in kasher tzivcha v'yeshem d'ha v'ashi pivis hosem the mishnah told lo moshe me'atza ha'ashon alahem b'avas moev elk moshe kibla hayachozu magalahem v'chol mashe koso b'dibus achronus hayachoso b'lucho v'chein mashe וכן שם בסינה, היכן לשונה, ואם כן לא קשה מידי דוודג מה שאמר הקדוש ברוך הוא למשה באב ושמאל במשנה תורה וזרבך תקשה צריך ניחלן לפרש על מה שלומד אימו באבום יום אך אמר מיד הסיני תורה שביעפה מה שאין כן בעניין כאשר צריך דקיבד אב ואם שהוא בסרס הדיבס וכן שם ממש בסינה לא שנזר that's not what I'm looking for, excuse me. One second. Here. Okay, that's the Taz in Hakdama. So now look on the Yad Avram on this Taz. Harama b'seif ha'yad reishil ha'shchita mono shchita l'bitzis asei. V'kachu b'toisis beitza d'v'zavachta hu asei. V'arayvid b'asogosav kasav she'en lo tam. V'kesev mi... So there's a machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivid. This Rambam and Raivid is in the Sefer ha'mitzis ha'kotzo that the Ram has. At the beginning of Mishnah Torah, the Rambam counts Shechita as a mitzvah saseh, and the Ravid says it's a mistake. Shechit is not a mitzvah sase. It's a shlila. If you don't shech, you'll be a nevela. But it's not per se a mitzvah sase. V'akesef mishnah be a time of shel havayvid mishum she'ein ze mitzvah mechuyeves she'im yirtze shlo lechol bosa o shlo yishchot ba'atzma v'shai elu lav haba michlal ase she'tochal shchuta for lo eiv min achai nevela ulodas alam tivitz akesef mishnah mikomakum hu ase l'mishu rotzu lechol bosa she'yishchot o O ba'atzma o she'acha yishchot lo. So then the Yad Avraham continues by bracha tamura she'sosa kesh mishu divi atzma she'kosu pekir alpin chus brachos den tilas yedayim v'shchita havu dova havashur she'ef shelo shelo lecho v'linei ed tamu shel Ram v'atoyser t'chosh she'shchitul mitzasei u'mitam she'kosu v'harosh v'reish k'subas d'mishum hochi mivorach al ha'shchita v'tzivanu after ein mkhuy ev lishkhot ve lechol da afke krob loshn tsivi diksiv te vezvacht ve khalta de gein was dik te loshn ram sham hal khatal va kol hadram ha ele tsivanu be toyve ve am zevacht ka shet tsvi sicha mash mishum she am loshn tsivi kam da have mit ses se va kachu kam be fi divi ha toyse sham va ein pri be god ve psiche da asse she ein ze vor have be khol shehu ve lo mash me hachi be toyse right whether the asse not you're only over on the lav of nevela if you're the kazayas in terms of malchus. So he says, but for the essay it'll be bekolshu. All right. I mean, what about simple
yantiv? It's machlokas whether there's a chiyuv of tiyumin or not for an act. So how can you say that you don't really have to shach? Everyone has to have shachid at least or in shachid meat, or to be mechayim simchas yantiv. According to the Rambam, it holds that loisagi v'loi lachol basar yantiv.
So what?
So how can we describe it as something which is optional? You can choose to do it or not. Only optional in the same sense that like building sukkah is optional. There's mitzvah and you still build a sukkah.
I'm just gonna hold that off for a second, okay? I mean, so the answer is that the mitzvah is eating basa, you know, maybe a hechatimtza, the only way you can get basa ksheva is the chef. But that's still called dava havashus. That's not the point I wanted to focus on. So but we have here a machlech between the Rambam and the Ravid, whether it's what? Shchit is a mitzvah sase or not. So I thought that this machlokes is.
Should we turn the computer?
That this machlokes depends on a different shiloh. And this is a conversation I had once with Bishmuel Birnbaum. The first time I met him, we became afterwards quite good friends. I used to stay in the summer in a few summers, but Kivelik Zichron Vach used to invite me to stay with him in Fallsburg, in the yeshiva there. And he used to stay also with Shmuel Birnbaum in the summer. He was learning Chulin. So this is the chiva that he had, which we will deal with later on several times in Hilchos Shechita, what's the pshat in Shechita? Is shechita pshat that is an iser nevela, or iser in a zavuch, whatever the iser is, and shechita is mat to the iser? Or no, shechita is simply that if you shecht al pidi, if you shecht in accordance with what hilchos shechita, so then what? So it's not nevela. In other words, it's a definition. What is nevela? Mesami aleha. If the animal died, was killed through shechita, in accordance with the five hilchos shechita, so that's not called nevela. But it's not pshat that nevela is this a chalois heter, right? So I thought that depends on this machlokes. It could be related to this machlokes Rambam and Ravid, because the when the Rambam lists minyan hamitzvos, this I heard from the Rav. The Rambam lists minyan hamitzvos. He lists he lists not only kiyume hamitzvah, right, but also in yonei hatorah. For example, you have to do that get, right, is one of the tariq mitzvahs, right, or shomesh socher, right, or shomim, and so on. Does that mean that if a person is a shomesh socher, he's makayim mitzvah sase? It means that there's an inyan hatorah with the rabbim, you know, that you should perform, work in accordance to the halachas, these halachas, right? It's an inyan hatorah as well, or get, right? So the Rav thought that shechita is, why is shechita counted? He said it doesn't mean that if a person shechted 100 animals or 100, you know, 1,000 oifis a day, 80 times makam mitzvah saseh. It means that there's an inyan of shechita and there's a chalois hetter of shechita. So if shechita is a matir, so there's a inyan hatorah called shechita. So then it's counted in inyan mitzvahs. But the Ravid says, no, shechita is not a matir. It's simply, it's a definition and a veiler. That if you shecht in accordance with the Hilcha Shechita, Halacha Mos Mesinai, so then it's not called nevela. So then it would not be counted in minyan mitzvahs. It would just be, as the Ravid says, like, you know, it's just a shliva. This issue, whether shechita is a matir or not, will come out and we'll see that it plays out in many places. For example, I'll just show you that the Kivega thought that shechita was a matir. Kivega asked, if you shecht on Shabbos, why don't you say kol milsa, that the shechita should be possible? Kol milsa damach malo sabidi abid lo mahani. Right? That's Kivega's question. So from, what's the answer? Suppose the answer is, what do you mean? Right, so if you see from Kivega that, I mean, there are other possible answers to this, which Kivega himself answers. But I'm just saying from his question, you see that he thought there was a chalois. Anyhow, this was based on, I remember telling this to Rav Shmuel Berman at the time, that this Rambam and Ravid may be relevant to that question. I mentioned to you that the Torah mentions not only what the Rav said, kiyumim, but you know, in yonei haTorah. So I used to learn with the Rav sometimes privately in his room. So I remember we were learning Sefer Mitzvahs. So he said like this, you know, the Lahag, one of the great things about the Ram, when the Ram, you know, we just take for granted how the Ram say the Mitzvahs, but when you think about what came before, you see how revolutionary it was. In terms of the Ram's innovation, in terms of all the klolim that he had, and what is included, what is not included, and really the Ram stands by itself, because the Ramban is basically, you know, is basically the Rambam, you know, with a few small emendations, but it's really the Ram's minyan mitzvahs. You know, or what we think is a double portion, or mitzvahs drabanan are to be counted, or all the different klolim that the Ram has. But obviously, it wasn't so posh because the money emits before that did count them. So the Rav said like this. I mean, it's a little strange, you know. What was the Bahag's reasoning that he counted mitzvahs drabanan in minyan mitzvahs? So what he suggested was this. He suggested like this, that the Rambam counts, as I said before, he's not only counting mitzvahs, he's counting in yonei haTorah, right? So as I said, that shechita is one of the inyanei haTorah, because according to the Rambam, shechita is not just a definition in the veil, but shechita is a chalois, and the shechita is matir the isa, right? So right. So the Rav said like this, that's why also the Bahag counted mitzvahs drabanan, because mitzvahs drabanan, true, it's only drabanan, right? But if you're counting in yonei haTorah, a drabanan is also in inyan haTorah. It's a chefcha shel Torah midiraisa. The Rav always used to say this. Would somebody say, if I had a choice, you know, let's say one person's learning with Sechas Megillah. Megillah deals almost exclusively with mitzvahs drabanan, right? Megillah, Kriyas haTorah, and so on. And another person's learning with Sechas Zvachim, which deals with Kachim and the Avoida. which are mainly mitzvahs diraisa, right? Would you say, well, if you're learning maseches Megillah, you're only not mekayim mitzvahs tamei Torah midiraisa, you're only mekayim mitzvahs tamei Torah midrabanan, so you're better off learning maseches Vachim, right? So I've said that that's not true, that when Chazal, based on the authority vested in them, let's say Losos or whatever the authority is, that which they created was a Chesed Shel Torah, not Midrabanan. It's a Chesed Shel Torah midiraisa. If you study Megillah, Maseches Megillah, Mekayim Mitzvah diraisa. Used to say, the Rambam says it's a question whether it's a diraisa or Rabbanan, but the Rav thought it was a diraisa, it's a Lav Tofel. The Rambam says if you burn Gemaras, that's included on the right. Los Ashen came, right? Okay, so Mishnah thinks maybe only a Rabbanan, but so he said if you burn Maseches Zochim, it'll be a Diraisa. If you burn Maseches Megillah, it'll only be a Rabbanan. So no, it's a Chefter Shel Torah Midiraisa. So therefore the Baha counted also Rabbanans. You know, which Rabbanans he chose and which not, right? But that's how the Baha'i, that's the rationale for the Baha'i for counting mitzvahs Rabbanim and the minyan of mitzvahs. Because that's a chetzer shel Torah, it's a chetzer Torah midiraisa. So with this, we understand also, you know, shechita, that shechita, if it's a matir, right, it's an inyan ha-Torah. And that's why it counted in the minyan of mitzvahs. Of course, as the Yad Avraham says, the thing that leads us to think that it's a kila mitzvah is that you make a brach on shechita. But the Rav thought that wasn't true. He said there's a new category of birkas hamitzvah, that it's not a bracha just on the kiyum, because he thought by shechita there's no kiyum, that the bracha is on the chalois. And therefore the bracha on shechita is on the chalois. But according to the Rav, that assertion of the Rav, that would also demonstrate that the bracha is on the chalois, that there is a chalois by shechita.
When the Rambam lists all those dinim, like when he goes through all the tumas and nekach umemkar and the din leolam ben tavodu, he always says sivana bedin.
Right.
So but he doesn't say it by get and he doesn't say it by shechita. He doesn't call it a din.
Right. But that's why I prefaced my mind. I said, you know, either ladun or right. But it could be, I mean, the Rambam gave that example of shamasach and so on. But it could be.
Right. I think he says din by those also.
Right. He does say it by that. Right. But it could be also there because it's in Yoni HaTorah. In other words, to dan because it's in Inyan HaTorah, but it doesn't mean that the mitzvah is to be done because it's the mitzvah that they, I mean, there should be done or be called
up. No, for sure not. But I'm saying those in Yoni HaTorah, the Ram calls them dinim, like when he has his act done before all the tumas.
Right.
But he doesn't call it a din.
Right.
So I don't know, when doesn't that imply it's that there is a kiyum?
Why does that imply there's a kiyum?
Because by all the other things that are in Yanei HaTorah, he calls them a din.
Thinking just the opposite, that by others it's a key, you'd be down on being these parshias and here.
No, he always says like Bedin Tumas Sharis, Bedin Tumas Meis, Bedin Ameka Chumemka.
Yeah, I don't know that it demonstrates either one, that he doesn't say it. Because it's not always, it's not, you know, these are things that are not necessarily Chal and Bezdin, because it can give a.
Well, the same thing.
Yeah,
with
same
like
thing,
Tumas,
but yeah, the other things are also. Alright. It's hard to believe. You know, in this respect, by the way, in terms of whether Shechita is a mitzvah or not, you know, there's some safer about it, a lot of discussion about it, so we're going to talk about it later on. But it could be, that there's a difference by Shechita, by Kachim, that this Taka Kim, that's part of it's one of the Dalai of artists, there it is a Kim, and by Shechita, by Chulun, it's not a Kim. Maybe. I mean, then we have to get involved with the question of what Shechita by Kachim is. Is Shechita by Kachim a separate parasha? Is Shechita by Kachim, you know, is really just Shechita's Chulin? The reason is just Shechita's Kachim. So we're going to talk about that also. We'll see. I thought that was Machloket in Rashi and Ramban and Chumash. Where do you learn Shechita's Chulin? According to Ramban, it's learned from Shechita's Kachim. And according to Rashi, Shechita's Kachim is learned from Savachta, and Shechitas Chulin is Halacha Los Resina. So I'm going to skip the Halacha Vav Metzuneh to Shechita Lumpim him right now. We'll come back to it, but there are interesting Pisli Tshubas here. One of them, by the way, mentions, if you look at the Pisli Aleph, he talks about what Ephraim spoke about, whether Achilles Bosa, what do you say, Simchas Yontif with Achilles, what do you call it? Of. He talks about it. He brings in the Agav. He says, "What if you need Kabbalah for Shechita nowadays? What if a person doesn't have Kabbalah, and the Shoichid is sick and he can't shech? Will we let a person who knows he'll for Shechita, never shechted, and doesn't have a Kabbalah shech? So you'll have Basa, you know, and because the Shechita is Oifas, maybe you're not Yoytzi. Anyhow, that's what. Take a look. I mean, just parenthetically, to be Yoytzi Simchas Yontif, you don't have to shech." Because you could certainly be Yotze Shemchus Yontif also with Yayin. And that we say that you're Yotze only with Basa, the Rambam is the one who mentions Basa, and the Noise Kelim, I think, the Mishnah Melech, or Lecha Mishnah, and Afanot, is where did the Rambam get this thing about Basa? The Gemara in Psachim only mentions Yayin. Anoshim be Yayin, Anoshim be the Tzivonim, and Tanim, the Rambam says, be Klois where Gozim. Where the Rambam got Klois where Gozim is also a question, but you know, the Basa is not mentioned in the Gemara. So, but you can certainly be Yotze Simchas Yontif without the Basa, you can be Yotze with Yayin. I mean, Yayin wasn't, by the way, such a trivial thing to get in all the time. I once heard from Gershon Zaks that the Chavetz Chaim used to make Kiddush, never make Kiddush on wine, or rarely made, used to make Kiddush always on the Lecha Mishnah, because he didn't have wine. The only wine that they had was raisin wine, which he had a Shiloh about. I mean, either because it wasn't so easily accessible, but primarily because they were poor. So he always used to have shy, he always used to make it on Lecha Mishnah, I imagine, for Dalakosis, he worked it out, but it wasn't so simple. I have in my safe, just passed Pesach, but I have a very, very good Shtickle Torah about Dalakosis. It's based on something I heard from the Rav, but since we just mentioned Metzim Chisyontif, he speaks about just tell you. You know, the Rambam, they ask the Rambam, where did the Rambam get this, first of all, Basa? That's one question, that Basa is necessary for. And the other question that they ask is, where did the Rambam get this about Klois Vegozim? The Gemara just says, Anoshim B'Yayin, and Anoshim B'Dei Tzivonim, right? So, Michal Shurkin told me this week, I talked to him before Pesach, he told me he was having a fight with somebody in Shul, I know it was, so he said, I forgot what the issue was, but he said, which do you like better, a bottle of wine, or if I get a new suit for Yontif? So the guy said, a new suit. So he's like, that's what it says for women, you know, new clothing. For men, it's wine, you know. But where did they get Klois Vegozim? So where was Klois Vegozim mentioned in the Gemara and Psachim? By the Dalakosis, that Ketanim, you know, who don't like wine, or so Yain Mezikosim, so Machalken Klois Vegozim. Right? So I once heard from the Rav, he said that the Locha of Dalet Koisis is a special mitzvah of Simcha the night of Pesach. And he brought a Rai, you see, that Toysis says, you know, Yidei Yayin Yotza, Toysis says Yidei Simchas Yontif, and Toysis says, what's the Chiddush? Because I might have thought you have to be Yotze, you can only Yotze if you have all Dalet Koisis, maybe if it's only one Koisis, Yotze. What does Dalet Koisis have to do with Simchas Yontif? Because you see, it's a special Locha the night of what? Pesach, the special mitzvah simcha, because of Chavis, of through the Dalet Koisis. So I suggested, that's why, what's the having that says, Ketanim, El Machalkem Klois Vegozim. How is Klois Vegozim a substitute for wine, for Dalet Koisis? The text says, because Dalet Koisis is a mitzvah simcha, the special simcha the night of Pesach. So for Ketanim, who can't have wine, we gave them Klois Vegozim. It's that dimension of Simcha that's inherent in the Dalakosis. And that's how the Rambam knew to borrow that for his standard in general of Simcha. Somebody showed me once, a friend of mine, that if you looked in the Sefer Michtam, He says, Tiknu chaz chachomim dalet koshos kedei l'sameach behem. That's also like what the Rav said. All right. he has here also, you look in Pesach Teshuva, has discussion also for this, these halachos Kabbalah. Can a father give Kabbalah to his son? And you say that if he didn't get Kabbalah, the b'yeved is it also, right? Quotes the Shush Yankov says lechatchi you should get Kabbalah not from a cover but from somebody not a cover.
That's just a pragmatic chashash, or is that a halachic chashash? Because a son can get smicha from his father.
How do you know if a son can get smicha from his father?
Well, you see that he can't. See, maybe there's a value also. There,
I mean, if
you
can't
a lot
get,
of places where
if he can't get Kabbalah, I presume he can't get smicha either. Don't the feeling but cool much as any other. But if according to the Shush Yankov, become a chachil yesh lito kabbal me'achas she'enu krovo save base lechem mashukosin is it? I don't know what is the halacha by smicha.
Like Marshall, if you hold that smicha is mishus to pass them in front of your rabbi, so lo yitakein that if a person's father is his rabbi mufak, then it's impassable for him to get mishus to pass them from the mafim. You
no.
Can't get smicha from someone who's now your rabbi mufak according to that day, because it doesn't help.
But maybe you need both then. Maybe you have to have the father should give him a shus and somebody else also. Father gives because he's Michael and so on, but then maybe you have to give smicha to somebody else as well.
That
I don't know. It would
be
hard to believe that. We have to look in the Shusaki, but I don't know what I'm saying. But
this is not talking about Rishus to Paskin, Rishus to Shech. That didn't cover. The meaning to get Kabbalah is nothing to do with they didn't have cover. If that's what smicha is, that's nothing to do with Kabbalah.
Kabbalah is a certification. I would have thought Pashtos here is that we're worried that a father is going to think his
okay.
Son knows everything,
right.
Even if the son doesn't. So therefore, you have to go to someone who can be objective.
But I think that that's probably the case. I know that the Rav, for example, when he came to Boston, he didn't have smicha. Maybe he had from and he sent and. They sent, with, I'm not sure if he sent, but well, Moshe Soloveitchik sent a telegram to the Dvar Avraham, to Governor Rav, to ask for smicha for him, and he gave, the family, halach mos v'chom v'chom, but Moshe didn't give him smicha, he got from others, because he didn't have. You can live without smicha. Chofetz Chaim didn't have smicha till he was, an old man. And he asked at the end, from Chaim Weiser. I forgot why he needed it. Was for passport or something? Maybe for some legal reason he needed a speaker. But I don't know if it's so poshut. I mean, I assume that if he can't get this, he might sure quotes this. So they quote Shus Yankov, Vay the Kov Yochel Lahasmich Mi Hatois the Sanhedrin, Nakipin the Shusu, Vahadu Hudu, Vakasim Mikoma Kom Yesh Likach Lachakikal Misha Enu Kov. Right. So they, you see, if you look in Gilan Ashur, he quotes a Vay from Regla Smicha, right? From one Sanhedrin, not by, right? So he says, you see if he can get Smicha, he's identified them, so he can get from. So here also, so I assume if it's lechatchila, you shouldn't get from anybody who's not a korov. So lechatchila for smicha for rabbanus also, you shouldn't get from a korov. He, from Eger, according to him, identified him. Okay, now just a side point here. What about it says here for avodim in the sif beis.
Right,
ומותו לאכול משחיטוסו שרוב הרגילים לשחוט הם בחסכס מומחים מוחזקים. Right? So we're going to talk about this, what the loch of Rav Mitzvah Shrita is when we do that Beis HaLevi. But there's an interesting discussion here about Avodim. Who are these Avodim? So look in the Taz, Batur Ois Beis, Batur Kosov Avodim Meshuchrorim, V'tama Beis Yosef Ha Meshuchro Hu Ki Yisrael Gomor, Hu Kvotzachri Kamoyu Basroi Be'inyin Zeh, V'linir Da'af Apishu Meshuchro Enu Ki Yisrael Gomor Mitzad Hasvara, Shechein Matzinu B'Medrash Yalke Parshas Achremos, בצורך לרבות נושם ועבודם משוחרם, הרי לפעם דאבן משוחרר צורך ריבוי כמו אישה, אם כן אף במישן דחושב כאן נושם ועבודם יש לומר דממשרוכם קיירי, ויל מסוסם מן המפורש במוקם אחר. So what does the Taz hold? He holds that according to the Torah, it says, בתור כוס of עבודם משוחררם, and hereby, in the Mechab, it just says ועבודם, that if he's not, the Beis Yosef is, if he's Meshuchah, he's Mamash complete gear, right? So if he's Meshuchah, then what? Then, if you have that gear, so the Taz claims that if he's Meshuchah, it's a special Chiddush, right? But then according to the Taz, that Eved She'enu Meshuchra, right, would be possible, right? I don't know if it's possible yet, but it wouldn't be V'yomit Sosim and Mefurish, right? Look in the... So the Nekudas, the Shach doesn't like this. V'li Nira She'chem Atzin B'medrash Yalkos Zer Shivus Deim Kein B'kol Mokom B'mishna V'shas Bestam avodim hain reshuchram v'avade lesser v'kamasugis v'shas lo muchi hachi v'chol hashas v'aposkim moli mizeh bestam avde hain reshuchram v'shuchram gam besukha b'perek hayoshon t'nan noshim v'avodim p'turim min hasukha v'hain reshuchram v'shuchram v'ibim reshuchram v'chayovim b'diraitza k'di isa b'shas ezlu rabo sasagim v'avodim reshuchram Gamem and Kahu, a hedge of a toy sasam, Bukela Rabbles, Gamishtamte, Kamasugis, Bishas, the Law Havali, the Hobby, Mihayalko, the Yodua, Shasifa, Hayalko, Muksok, and Betos, over Medrish, Yalko, Zerhu, Mitos, coin himself, Agachimos, Mitos, anyhow. So he disagrees, right? The Creed, the Gued, Tinu Shahon, the Havilaminum, the each of Midland.
Yaakov is
Yaakov
Shimon.
That's the same thing.
I'm not sure.
Makes sense.
Probably Yaakov Shimon. I mean, the other.
The Mishkofarat doesn't say either.
All right. So anyhow, there's a shaila here between the Taz and the Shach. Whether avodim mishuchav, regular avodim who are not avodim mishuchav, and whether they can share, right? And if they did, but the yevet, I guess, would it be kosher? I mean, an Eved Meshuchra, look in the Shach.
It's in Yalkut Shimoni.
What?
It's in Yalkut Shimoni.
Yalkut Shimoni. Vavan v'chol Adam afilu ein. The Shach says, Vavodim chol adam afilu ein makirim hatur kosev vavodim meshuchvarim v'nivli t'tain t'savaleis t'stam avodim yeshtam kol amidas haroz yolso min harekim hapochzim k'nevinen b'kama duch l'ena b'cheskas kashus v'kempius amas nisen sheviu hatoysev avodim shochtim lechatchila hainim b'meshuchlorim. Dim lo kein af al pi shemal v'tovel ein l'hamino al hashchita el b'makivin oso shehu kosher. Al kishmakivin oso harehu b'chlal rov mitzuyin eitzel shchita mumchim v'mochsok mehem v'kach kosher v'lashpa b'toros ha'odon b'toros ha'bayis ha'orach d'avodim hem b'chlal rov mitzuyin ashe shepa mumchim hem b'chayinim v'lidas Adrisha, Vinkir, Hamachavish, Hishma, Tavis, Meshuchram, Ozal, the time of the Kosovo, they say, Kasha, my, you, Meshuchram, I feel, Ain, Meshuchram, Nami came. Val came, but Machaba, Mari, but Makirin, also, Shehem, Ksherim. All right. You know, it could be that the Torah thinks, I mean, let's just clear, what is the, let's say, a regular effort. Why, if you would think that he is excluded, why would he be excluded? So, why would he be excluded? So the Shach says he would be excluded because why? We just don't trust him because we know the kind of life that an Eved lives. After Behef Keren Nichalei, so you can't trust him. But that means Ika Adin. Right? Just, you know, Marach would require certain standards, right? Rabbi Tzunei Tzashrit and Mumchen Haim, and we therefore can see Yerushimai and Rabbim, this and this and that. So an Eved doesn't have that standard, right? But it wouldn't. It's from the Shach. It doesn't sound that it's Meikra Din that he's possible, right? The Taz, which and the Shach disagrees with the Taz, thinks that's Meikra Din he's excluded, right? But if it is Meikra Din, this is what I would suggest. It's more mustaba like the Shach, but we know that an Eved she'ena meshuchra, right? There's a chzon in his kedushas yisrael for halaya. The Ramam Shita is that you require tefillah midiraisa, right? Tosis says it's on midravonan, but according to the Ramam, that's midiraisa. Chaim talks about it in the Sefer. So there's something deficient in his kedushas yisrael, right? So maybe he's not called the Baal Zricha.
Would this be telling on the Machlokas Rashi and Rambam Rebbe mentioned before? Because if it's there's a separate halacha of shchita, halacha of shmisina, say he's nizer, and he's muzer in the vela, so it be more difficult maybe to mechalek.
Well, whatever it is, it's still he has to be bar zvicha and include it.
Yeah, but why wouldn't he?
I mean, it's a chiddush. I tell you this to the Taz. It's a chiddush anyhow because he is muzer in the veil, right? But if you say that's meikra adin, then it means he's not called the bar zvicha because felt in the kedushas yisrael. But look, a muma also is right. A muma is not called the bar zvicha because if you see the zechzon in the kedushas yisrael, it's not a bar zvicha. Right? Maybe. Whether Mum is a chassan to show, that's already a stretch. But it's not such a double, you know, it's Dino Ka'akum, so.
Because maybe this is easier.
Could be a Psul Akum, but it's not a chassan to show.
Maybe it's easier to say this according to Ramban that you learn Shchita from Kachem. So, you know, he's not a Barasvicha for Kachem. I don't know if it depends on that.
But I'm just saying, if it's a chassan in Kedush Yisrael, I just want to say something.
The Taz is saying it by Meshuchra. The Taz explained why it's a Chiddush and Meshuchra is Kasher.
But an Eved she'ena Meshuchra is excluded.
Right, but
he's excluded Mikra Adin.
He's excluded Mikra Adin, and it's a Chiddush that Eved Meshuchra is Kasher. He's answering the basic Yosef's question that Eved Meshuchra is just a Ger.
Right. The Taz goes so far as to say that even in Eved Meshuchra, any Yisrael Goma Mitzad HaSvara. Right? I wouldn't have thought that but you see that he's saying but an Eved that is excluded because he's not an Yisrael Goma. Because he's not Yisrael, right? Yisrael Goma,
he's
right?
He's saying even Eved Meshuchra is not Yisrael.
Right, so that's a Chiddush. You can think so, right? He's saying that it's not so posh even Eved Meshuchra, right? I mean, by the way, if there was another possibility which the Shach doesn't speak about, it could have been that we're speaking about an Eved Meshuchra who didn't have tefillah yet, right?
Or if he didn't bring his karbanos.
So for certain things he's called.
He can't touch it. That's Shach Tshchita also.
Right, but without like offhand that ever without you know a gear without kabbonis is a complete yisod just as a chovas kabbonis.
I thought Reb Chaim's masbir is that he can't eat kachim because he's
is that some psulakum?
Is it psulakum?
The Rav says that he was sick.
Oh, the Rav said that.
He said it. The Rav said it. Shitu Kumetzis there says
for
that
Avas Yisrael.
He's also the Avas Yisrael. He'll bring his kabbonis and he'll pasul and so on. You know, for kahun and so on. So you see, and he said that's a chiddush. Pashas, it's not according to the Shitu Kumetzis. You see, it's a chesaron kedushas Yisrael. Like.
Because I think it's Vedaik also the Rambam, even though it's all about Kachem. I don't know. Okay.
I think I wrote it up in my creases in the Masala Hagadim. Right. So, and he quoted that Shittim Gometz at the beginning of creases. So, what I was going to say is that maybe Eved is a Chesaron Ketush Yisrael. So, I just want to just tell you about a conversation I once had with the Rav. I wrote this up in my Gan Shoshana. The Rav used to say that, you know, the Eved, you know, that an Eved in terms is chayiv and mitzvahs, like an Isha, right? But he said there's a basic difference between an Eved in mitzvahs aseh shesman grama and avodim. He said, by an Isha's Kedushas Yisrael is 100% complete, exactly the same as a man, just she's not chayiv mitzvahs aseh shesman grama. So therefore, if she'll do the mitzvah, there'll be a kiyum. But an Ish, right? By an Isha, but an Eved, he said, it could be that there's no kiyum if he does it, because legabe mitzvahs aseh shesman grama, there's a chson in his Kedushas Yisrael. Right? This is what I asked the Rav once. I asked him, the Yushalmi says, I have about this in my Sefer. It says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad. Right? So Yushalmi excludes an Eved Kanani, is not chai to say Shema because Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad, Mishi Yeshlo Adon Echad, you know, Lafuke and Eved. Right? So he asked him, why does Yerushalmi need a special pasuk? Shemakim Hashem Echad. Yerushalmi should just say that his pasuk is it's a mitzvah seishas man grama, just like an isha's pasuk, right? So he answered me like this. He said that, and I think later on I asked Minchas Chinuch in the Koimitz Mincha in the back. Asks a similar question, and I think it gives the Rav's teret. The Rav said it just on the spot. He said, "Now for me, like the Gemara says in Chikiga, the Gemara says the Gabe Chatzi Eved Chatzi Becharin, the Gabe Ria. Why do you need a Adon Echad? Eyes part because Mitzvah Seishas Mavuka. Now for me, the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Becharin. That's what the Rav answered. So I said the other answer could be this: that according to, but this would be against what he said. In other words, if you would say that an Eved, if he does mitzvahs, is what? He's part on because like an isha, so he's part of the mitzvah seishas man grama. But if he does it, there's a kiyum nafkamina for bracha. Rabbi Natan says, right, women make brachas on mitzvah seishas man grama, right? But by an eved, he would be excluded and there'd be no kiyum at all, right? But the Rav didn't give that answer because he assumed that an eved anyhow was mufka. So what do you need Hashem Elkeinu Hashem? So that's why he had to come up with the Gemara Chikiga about chatzi eved chatzi mincha.
Does
the
Yushami have that?
Yushami
says that?
No, no.
The
Yushami speaks it out. Yeah, no, the Yushami doesn't have that. No. But he says, he just being with Dhamma, that one to right. The other. Yushami has. Liver says, Pnei Adon Elokim, Mishi Yesha Adon Echa. Right, the Yushami doesn't have that. Doesn't have
it. First, we pointed out that also the Tosis talks about Avada making brachas and Seshaz Magrom, and said, maybe it's the Shitasam that few is the Rabbah.
Oh, I said the same thing. He said that. Oh, yeah, because Tosis does have by Avada,
yeah.
Right. Not like
so then they would do something like that with the Yisrael.
Right. Okay. I just want to point out, if you look in the Yad Ephraim here, it says Afilu Nashim, Ayin Be'eshel Avon, B'Shem Simla Chadasha, V'Ayin Shevus Yaakov, and so on. Isha Shalamda Hilcha Shchita, K'sheri Lishvog, Afla Atzma, V'Chein In Badok Sokim, V'Noslam V'Omer Agabo Yechola Lishvog, Aval Ein V'Manin Osa Liyo Shochetes L'Rabim Klal, Ayin Sham. Right, I mean, so the rabbim she can't be, so that would go, you know, that's like that kolbo that I quote, right? That it's the rabbim not, but la'atzma, yes. But of course, so the Adifan also has the story that, see, what do you call it? About the choila, you know, Erev Yontif, that the shoycha was a choila, can you have somebody else, shech, you know, get involved in the shaykh, yotzi simchas yontif with the, with psal, you know, psal of, or do you have to have dafka boko and so on? Which, you know, Bisri Chu reports it also. All right, so we'll stop here. And next week we'll do, next week we'll do, we'll do the basic, you know, just talk to the basic lady about what we see that the Munchenham, and we'll talk about the famous Taz here. I'll just reference it. If they tested him and he didn't know the halachas, you know, if he once had Kabbalah, then we go, but we don't pass him a freya, you know, so on. The Chazaka, his famous Taz and Shach. And then we'll speak about shechitas, cutting, and so on.